Check, check.
Microphone check in my motherfucking headphones.
One, two, one, two.
Can you put, give me more of that tambourine in my motherfucking headphone?
Check, one, two, hey.
I got a fever.
Can you turn my overall volume down a hair?
Could you turn mine up a hair? A hair.
Could you turn my hair down?
Check, one, two, hey. Check, one, two.
Check.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Yes!
That's right, bitches.
Oh, it's so good to be back. It's perfect weather for podcasting.
It's podcast time again.
Yeah.
Season 4. Are we into season 4 now?
Episode, I guess so.
The Quattro.
Episode 38.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah, I'm in. Check. One, two. Hey. Hey, check.
We'll take some time to pay the bills real quick. We are sponsored by Starfire Hot Sauce. You can go to charlieshafter.com and email whoever our contact is there and ask for Starfire Hot Sauce, and it'll get back to us, and maybe we'll send you some.
Yeah, we'll get you some. I don't know if you guys saw the habanero tree that's been growing in the art room over there.
No, I haven't.
By the bicycles. It's a pretty big tree now. I started it from a seed a couple of years ago, and I just bring it inside in the winter.
Whoa.
That's badass.
There's just habaneros floating off of it. Just, it's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. We got to see this.
Yeah, and that's...
In fact, fuck podcasting. Let's go see it. I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, we're... Okay, yeah, I was just checking to make sure everything was good. It's been a while since we podcasted.
Yeah, we're out of the groove.
We took a substantial.
It was a winter break. I feel
break. Yeah, you know, it's a typical winter break. That,
yeah,
that's
it usually corresponds with the podcast.
It's necessary.
It happens, man. It happens. We're back. We're ready to rock. It's a good night for rocking.
Yes,
south of the river, especially.
It's a good day for rocking, I guess.
With a band that delivers.
Well, you don't know. Whoever, our listeners, they could be listening to it at 9.
That's true. I hope they are. I would rather listen to it at 9.
I mean, people around the world listen to this at various times of the day.
We have thousands. We thank our thousands of listeners.
I wonder what people are doing. All right, let's guess what people are doing right now as they're listening. I bet there's a number of people who are driving in a car. There's probably some people that are walking somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Maybe listening on, probably lots of listeners on headphones.
Somebody probably doing laundry.
I bet someone
there's laundry going on right now. Put that sock down.
Put it down.
Someone's probably making like organic, like vegan dinner for the first time.
Yeah. Or
could be.
Yeah, they could be doing that. Somebody could just be thinking.
Just thinking.
That's usually what happens.
Maybe people meditate to this. I would like to believe that people meditate to this.
I bet somebody's mowing their lawn right now.
Ooh, I bet somebody's getting their lawn mowed right now.
Wow, that sounds dirty.
I mean, it can be if like you wear shorts and like short socks, you know?
Yeah.
Your legs like, get all clippy.
Thongs.
Yeah, thongs.
Yeah, if you're wearing a thong.
Yeah. You know, like the flip-flop shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about butt floss.
Right. I used to listen to
that's dirty too.
Slayer when I was mowing lawns.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that while Slayer was recording that record, they thought, I bet there's a teenager somewhere mowing a lawn?
What's going on, E.T.?
Yeah, you're wearing the pilot headphones. No, you're not. You're not wearing the pilot headphones. What happened?
What was the question?
What's going on?
Question. Not much. I don't have my podcast sea legs yet.
But you've got a sweet mustache. Tell us about your mustache. Tell the motivation.
Well, everybody has beards in the band. Or not everybody, but when you started growing your beard, after 3 weeks, I knew it was a lost cause for this old man to be growing a beard, because I can't even touch you, Sasquatch. That is a beautiful beard, Daniel Markham, and I'm so proud of
you. I appreciate it, man, but I mean, let's not digress from the...
Well, that's why I went for a mustache.
Your mustache. Okay.
That's why I did a mustache, because I can't compete with your beard.
It's a bitchin' mustache.
It's a really bitchin' mustache.
It's a killer stash. I don't think I can compete with your stash.
It is a true, like, firefighter mustache.
I was going for more, you know how fast you were going, boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's, and especially the aviators and all that, man, it's...
It's that and 70s porn.
Yeah.
You need to get, it's like, all of the above.
You need to get a big suit and a like hat. You
know, in fact, it's actually a cop porn.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You know how fast you're going, girl.
Well, I forgot to tell you guys, I was auditioning for the Village People.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I ain't got a call back yet.
Well, they still tour, man. They played Lubbock and people went ape shit for it.
Really?
I'm sure. I mean, they did play Lubbock. I don't know what the reaction was. But it's like anybody's playing in Lubbock that anybody knows anything about.
What? They probably did. They probably had a good crowd.
I'm sure they did. I think they played a frat party one time. I don't know. Ralph, my boss, used to book bands.
Yeah.
And he booked
the Village People.
The Village People. And I think he said it was good, but I think he said it was a frat crowd, maybe. I don't know. That's weird.
And so they're all like making fun of him and like making gay jokes.
No. I think they were just having the best time and slapping each other's asses.
A little too much YMCA going on.
There's lots of like bro ass slapping. Oh man, I fucking love you, bro.
Yeah, dude. Hey man, I just want to let you know right here and right now, brother, that it ain't gay unless you kiss.
So let me ask you this. So so like a guy comes up and slaps you on the ass, you know how the athletes do it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's not weird, right?
Mm, right.
Okay, but what if I went up and said, "Hey man, could you slap me on the ass?" That would be weird, right?
Right.
Yeah. What a fucked up world.
So what have we been doing? We've had a lot of stuff going on.
There's been a lot of shit going on.
I know.
We've been playing some shows. We got a new drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, new drummer.
Grady Don Sandlin.
The best drummer in Denton.
Yeah.
That's right, folks.
I think so.
I think he's great. It's just, I couldn't be happier, man.
We played some interesting gigs.
Yeah.
One of which we really need to talk about. We met a real life Squatch Hunter.
Okay, but before we go into this, I don't think we should out him by name and where he works.
No, you know what I mean.
We should go into it for
right.
Sure.
So we played a gig, somewhere out there on the barbecue circuit.
Yeah,
and we met a very fine gentleman who happened to, I guess he came across, we always talk about this shit, it doesn't matter where we are, so
yeah.
he just kind of figured out who we were and what we were
talking about. He was kind of standing, like, we were out there talking about, I think it was just like a coast to coast episode.
Yeah, aliens, yeah, I mean, it could have been anything.
Yeah, whatever it was, but we were just talking about it, and then he just kind of hears us. He hears us talking, and he walks over, and then Starfire takes it from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this dude, he's like, "You guys are into Squatch hunting, I bet. You guys know anything about Bigfoot?" And we're like, "Oh, fuck yeah," you know. And he's like, "Well, I'm part of the Texas Bigfoot Hunter Society or something."
Mid-American Bigfoot Organization or something like that.
Yeah, it's like the real deal. He busted out a map
of charted sightings. He's seen Bigfoot twice.
Yeah, he has like several plaster casts, you know, or whatever that he made like out in the field of big footprints that he saw.
Yeah, and two Class A sightings.
Those are some big footprints.
Yeah, Bigfoot footprints.
So you're going to have to help me. I didn't know there's different classes of sightings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, class.
What are they?
A Class B sighting is when you find evidence. A Class A sighting is when you see them. Hold on. I may have that wrong. It could be a Class C sighting is evidence. A Class B sighting is seeing them. And Class A sighting is getting them on camera or, you know, stuff
right,
like
okay.
that.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong about that. It's something like that, though.
Any of those.
Yeah.
You know, like any of those things would be fucking far out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, evidence, you know, whatever. Anything could be Sasquatch evidence besides big-ass footprints. But seeing a fucking Bigfoot, man, how cool would that be?
Well, and just the way he was, I mean, he really enjoys this whole thing, you know, and he was like, you know, even if you go out there and you don't see anything, it's a good excuse to go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just get the hell out of town and just like.
Yeah. And then, you know, you may see some far out shit, man.
Yeah, like a desert Yeti.
Desert Yeti. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to hook up with this guy at some point and go out and do a podcast out in the field, maybe.
Yeah, that would be so badass. So,
yeah.
And on another level, my brother, he wants to go squatching in Southeast Oklahoma this year when he gets back from being deployed.
Dang.
And that would be badass, mm-hmm. I think. We should all do that. And my Matt Shafter's going to come. And
oh, yeah. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be really fun.
That's not far from here.
No, uh-uh. Well, it's right in our backyard.
Hook it up with the new guy or the guy that you met.
Yeah.
I guarantee he could tell us where to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he says that East Texas is really, really good, actually, you know?
There have been sightings just off the 380 here at the Greenbelt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very close to
us. Funny we're talking about this. We actually have a question from the audience.
From the Peanut Gallery?
Dave Martinez asks, have you seen the movie Lunopolis? It's on the Netflix. Also, Bigfoot likely found in U.S. or Mother Russia. So he's talking about standard Yeti, I think, maybe like winter, like...
it's all the same thing.
Snow Beast, mm-hmm. Yeti, or like, you know, Harry and the Hendersons, you know.
Right.
So is he asking when do we think that, or where...
I don't know. Maybe he's asking where it will likely be found first. I don't know. I'm going to say the U.S. of motherfucking A.
Well, you know, Russia, I believe that Russia actually is funding research into it.
Uh-huh.
Like, the government is funding people to go out there.
Now, that's fucking interesting, man.
Yeah, but I don't think it's Yeti, really. I think it still is Bigfoot. I don't think it's white. But, you know, one thing that I have learned is that Bigfoot... just like everybody else, you know, when they get older, their hair turns color.
Well, and it's just different names for like
the same thing.
The same thing. Like you got bears, you know, and then you got different names for bears.
There's four different names for Kodiak bears, or you know, for brown bears. There's brown bears, Kodiak bears, grizzly bears. That's the exact same type of bear.
Yeah,
it's the same bear. It's where they're found is how you differentiate.
Desert Yeti.
Yeah.
Abominable snowman.
What about the werebear?
the werebear. I'm sure, man. The werebear.
The wood booger. that's what a lot of people call it.
Wood booger?
There's a wood booger.
The Sasquatch is a wood booger?
There's a wood booger.
Nice.
There's I was on YouTube the other day and I was looking at some Sasquatch sightings. And there was this one out of Florida and it looks like this gorilla standing behind this tree.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I saw that.
No.
It's pretty cool looking. I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing that I hate about... I always try to go on to YouTube and look for sightings and stuff like that, but 90% of them are not even 90% of them. I'm just talking about like the people who put up the videos are just like there and like, and it's blatantly somebody in a costume just to fuck with you. Like,
there was a picture the other day on the Coast to Coast website that was, is this a woolly mammoth? Is this a modern picture of a woolly mammoth or is it a bear with a fish? And it totally looked like a bear with a fish.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, really? A woolly mammoth?
Or is it a bear eating a salmon?
Yeah.
Well, this one looked like a silverback.
Right.
Yeah. Standing behind a tree.
Yeah.
And it was supposedly in Florida. And you can see an eyeball. It was like half, half of it was, like coming back from behind the tree and you could see like half of it.
Looking this shit up.
So, was it standing?
Standing.
Bipedally?
As far as you can tell, the tree not in the way, but it started off, she said something was tearing up her garden, and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And then all of a sudden, she seen that thing stand there and took a picture of it, and that's what she put up. So
I'm finding Bigfoot yesterday, or the last episode that happened, there was a really, really credible witness, and then he was a sheriff in Kentucky. I mean, he was like the sheriff in whatever city, you know, county or whatever it was. And
he saw the shit?
And he saw the shit in his backyard. He said it was winter. And he got up really early, and he was, you know, walking around his house, and he lets his dogs out because he lives like out in the middle of nowhere,
right,
kind
yeah.
of country stuff. So he just lets them out and lets them run.
You gotta be careful with that shit, man. There's animals that will eat your fucking dog.
Yeah, no, I think they're pretty big dogs.
Okay,
you know, but so all of a sudden he has a barn out there, you know, like a hay barn, and he hears the dogs flip out and run over to the hay barn. And fucking Squatch runs out of his hay barn,
shit.
Jumps a 5-foot fence, and just takes off across the road.
Jumped
a 5-foot fence.
Wow.
And he said, you know, they said that they, in Russia, they get that all the time, reports of them sleeping in hay barns, like finding people's hay barns in the wintertime. and going in there and then getting up real early and leaving. And so,
sure they ain't mistaken that for a hobo.
Follow your nose.
Just squat squatting.
Squatching. Squatting.
They're squatching, dude.
They're squatching.
Squatching.
I got another listener question.
Oh, yeah. Let's
from Ryan Colwell. Could you clarify the rules for the semicolon usage to your listeners? It has always eluded me. Well, here's my take on the semicolon. First of all, it is slightly worthless, and there isn't that many actual rules.
Right.
I mean, you can kind of use it where you want it. To me, it is like...
like a hurdle.
Yeah, it conveys anticipation almost. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
it's like using the word fuck. You can throw it in kind of wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, a good example of a semicolon would be, we went squatch hunting, semicolon.
Fuck.
We went squatch hunting, semicolon, it was fucking badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you could just say fuck, and it still makes sense.
We went squatch hunting. Fuck, it was fucking badass. Yeah, they don't teach you these things in elementary school.
No, they don't. This is real life learning right here.
It's hard to really grasp the English language when they don't teach you these things.
I know, man.
But that's what we're here for, folks.
It's crazy.
Excellent question, Ryan.
You majored in English, didn't you?
Minored in English. So I think that using fuck anytime... I could see that. I mean, that works just as good.
Right.
Yeah.
You can even start a sentence with a semicolon if you want to.
Fuck, that was badass.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's
all right.
Funny.
Yeah. So thanks for writing in with that one.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So yeah, I think the squatching thing is going to be really fun. Well, I was looking at your wood carved bear over there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If I had a bunch of money, I'd have somebody carve me an 8-foot squatch out of wood.
Doug Moreland would be the guy.
I know,
to do it.
God, that would be badass.
If you have your own house with your own tree in the front, just cut it down and turn it into a statue. Have one of those statues.
I wouldn't want to
call Doug, have him come over.
Start whittling.
But I want it to be in the house. I wonder what Morgan would
There's
think
There's tons of logs and wood and stuff out back from that tree limb that fell last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's some really big ones.
Get you chainsaw artist.
I don't know about 8 feet. But.
Doug Moreland's a badass chainsaw artist.
Yeah. This is actually supposed to be like one of those pissing bears, you know, that it's like a fountain. But it's not. Obviously, there's no fountain there, and I hope it's not pissing.
I bet it needs to pee real bad.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, it's just kind of watching over us. I tidied up around the animal house a little bit.
It's nice.
Looks very nice.
You got a new bass head.
I did. It's over in the corner with shit piled up on top of it, but
where it should be.
Yeah, where a fine piece of vintage equipment should be. Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the case, you know, made for it and taking care of all this shit, getting my shit together.
I need to get my shit together with my fucking California blonde.
Music equipment is so goddamn expensive.
It's so stupid, man.
And it's so expensive to take care of them if you really like an amp. I mean. If you're on the road in a trailer with an amp, you need a Rode case, and that's it. That's all you can...
And a Rode case costs basically as much as your piece of equipment, you know, sometimes.
Sometimes. And you know what? Perfect story. The only time My amp started having problems the first time I put it in the trailer and drove it back from Lubbock, wherever the hell we did it. We put it in the trailer, and then when I got back, it started making noises with when I took it to Ray's show. You know?
Oh, that the acoustic one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I put it in the trailer without a road case, but I thought that that thing would be durable enough to do that, but I, you know, it's just not, it's not the way. Even in a road case, you could still have problems.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the road case just to make shit a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know, and to keep everything safe.
And then you could take your other, your 410, put it on top of the road case and just roll it in to wherever you're going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the 410 has wheels.
Yeah, everything will have wheels. It's going to be the full battle rattle.
I need to get a case for my Super, but it's going to be really awkward and tall. It's like, I don't know. It's,
well, yeah, you got to measure it and email this dude in Austin that makes them.
Yeah.
And just get a quote from him.
Okay. Of course, I'm sure he's made plenty for Supers. He probably already knows the dimensions.
I'm sure he does, yeah. God, I need one, though.
You do.
I was singing the dimensions of my bass cabinet in my head like it was a Violent Femmes song.
Yeah, you know, I love
22.
Them. Yeah.
26. 15 and a half.
I love the Violent Femmes.
Yeah.
Have you heard Hallowed Ground? Or Hollowed Ground? I don't know.
I don't know. It's been a while since I listened to Violent Femmes, but I used to really like them when I was first learning how to play guitar. You know, you learn Blister in the Sun, and it's pretty cool.
Baby girl!
Yeah, I thought it was...
Scran, scran, scran.
Yeah, it was fun, man. That's when I was listening to, like, They Might Be Giants.
And, oh, yeah. You're so indie.
Yeah, that was like in it's because a friend of mine had an older cousin who was in college, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so he was listening to all this college radio, and that's where like I first heard Radiohead and like, what's that one shitty band, REM?
They were like, yeah, the first college rock radio band ever,
yeah,
ever. They were the first band that any college rock radio ever played.
At any college.
That was the first song they played. Don't go back to Rockville. Yeah, that one.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It was good times. Good times.
Great oldies.
Man, isn't that crazy? Like that's oldies to like kids that are growing up right now.
Yeah, that's weird. Weird.
That's
pretty
that's
fucking
depressing.
Far out. Yeah. Makes you feel old.
Yeah.
And we're not even old. We're not old, you know, but it makes you feel old.
Starfire and I had birthdays since we last podcasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
We did. We're that just reminds us that we're getting older.
You're actually older.
the Golden Light gig was awesome. It was great to go back to the Golden Light.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Love going back there.
We had a good crowd, too. I was kind of surprised because it was kind of last minute.
Yeah, last minute, and it was on a Thursday instead of a Friday or Saturday. And
sounded really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, fun. That place has really stepped up their game.
I know.
You know, now that Angela and Ryan are there kind of taking control and making shit happen. And it.
It feels good.
Yeah.
And the band that opened for us was pretty rad. What were they called?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Some crazy metal name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember either.
They were
good,
though.
They're pretty good, though. Yeah, they were totally into metal and, like, totally into it.
Yeah, that drummer was, like, 18.
Yeah, and he was playing the Rototoms, but just nailing things.
Yes, he was awesome.
He was nailing things. Usually when a drummer shows up with a set of Rototoms, it's like, no, this is going to suck. And they see your drummer's, like, four-piece kit, you know? It's like... Yeah. I'm not going to be able to play this thing. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, fuck.
I thought I had it on silent.
Shit. Fired. You are
Oh, my God. You know what? We should call my dad because he just retired. So he's bored. So he's been calling me all the time.
Let's do that.
Okay. Well, I have to rearrange some shit.
Oh, you do.
Maybe a good time for a break?
Yeah. Good time for a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Letting him bring it down. He's not a man.
give my dad a phone call. He's recently retired. He's bored, so we're gonna call him and entertain him.
He's just like calling you all the time, like driving you crazy.
He's not driving me crazy. It's just he's working on the bathroom.
He's got some time.
Yeah,
He's working on the bathroom.
He's redoing everything.
Awesome.
Are you calling the cell phone or the house?
I don't know.
All right.
Probably a cell phone.
All right. Cool.
He knows we're calling, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Think he's busy?
No, he's like, I'm not going to answer too quick.
Come on.
I'm involved in monumentally important work. Call me back later.
Damn it, that was a cell phone. Dad, you're supposed to answer the phone. We're calling you for the podcast.
We'll call you back later. Or you can call us back later when you're through with your monumental work.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know.
I just talked to him and he said he wanted to, you know, he said he was down for it.
Maybe this is a trick.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, it's working.
I wonder if we should call Dr. Octagonopus.
What do you think?
Call somebody. You should just call somebody.
Well, I bet my dad will call back
soon. Yeah, yeah. Well, you should do is call Will Green, and then when Charlie's dad calls back, you say, oh, sorry, Will, I gotta go.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
I don't know. Call somebody.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we've got a caller.
All right.
Who is it?
It's your dad.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Sitting out in front of Billy Hamilton's, waiting for him to come out.
No, what are you guys going to do?
Work on the bathroom.
What kind of work are you doing in the bathroom?
Let's see. Make a wall straight and put a hole in the floor for the water to run through.
Yeah, that's good.
You're going to need that.
Yeah.
What are you paying Billy?
What am I paying Billy?
Yeah.
A cigarette.
That's good.
So what else you been up to, Leland?
Not a thing, actually. Just
hanging out.
Watching Nick Jr.
Yeah, Nick Jr. Yeah. You guys ever heard the Fresh Beat Band?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've got some friends who with children who listen to that.
Well, do you have any of their CDs?
No.
We tried to look for them on vinyl, but it didn't.
Well, they're not out in vinyl, but you can go to U-Tunes, and you know the standard song is what, like 99 cents, and if you're somebody really super famous, they'll charge you $1.29.
Yeah.
Well, the Fresh Beat Band is $1.29 for each song.
Holy shit. They are the real deal.
See, you guys are in the wrong line of work. You need to get yourself a kiddie TV show. And
I would love to do that. Actually, make Nickelodeon cool again. That's my mission in life. I think to make Nickelodeon cool again.
Yeah,
it needs it. But
they don't slime people very much anymore on Nickelodeon, do they?
No, I don't think they ever did they?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they did.
I watched Nick Jr.
Oh.
Nobody's getting slimed on Nick Jr. You really watch Nick Jr.? Like, for real, for real?
Well, my brother is deployed, and his kid is living with my parents, okay. His little baby.
Big Dan thought you were just hanging out watching Nick Jr.
I was like,
enjoying retired life.
No, he's... Charlie's brother's on a top secret mission eating at Denny's. But I can't tell you where it is because it's really top secret.
Okay. I hope he got the moons over my hammy.
All I know is that he flies and he eats at Denny's.
You know, it sounds like a pretty good gig right there.
Yeah, well, war's hell. You know? I mean, what war did you want if you're in the military?
Yeah.
Him and Charlie ain't too much alike, actually.
You know, I think Charlie will eat at Denny's.
Yeah, I eat it. Well, I'd rather... Yeah, I do like... I like more gourmet breakfast.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Since you've been hanging around with the Ray Wiley Hubbard Holly, you want anything wrapped in tin foil that's... You're even not sure if it's edible or not. That's what you do. Open up a tin foil restaurant and play nothing but... Fresh Beat Van songs over the PA system in the...
That sounds like a goddamn plan right there.
I like that, actually. Get some, like, bad art to put on the walls.
Yeah.
How
many people are there right now?
It's me, Daniel, Eric, and Starfire. So there's four of us.
Oh, Eric.
Hey, Leland.
How's it going, Eric?
It's going good. How are you?
You've been eating chicken pies over in Oklahoma lately?
No, I haven't been to Oklahoma in a while.
Huh?
I haven't been to Oklahoma in a while.
Well, it's still going on over there.
Yeah, I know.
If you were real lucky, you'd take all them guys over there to a chicken pie.
Well, I'm not, you know, you don't know how people are going to handle that when they see the arena for the first time. It's like, what?
You can get Starfire to dress up like a big egg and sit on the roosters before the big fight's really going to
happen. It'd be great.
Starfire could be a cock teaser for Roosterama.
Yes, I'll get started on that one tomorrow.
Well,
you can feed them tofu scramble.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're all organic. Them chickens are.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Free range.
They're free range.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In free range within the confines of their cage. Yeah, that they're kept in.
But
you didn't put chicken fighting in Oklahoma out of business is Tyson Foods.
Really?
Yeah, you need to get Alex Jones to look into that one.
So what's going on with that?
With Tyson Foods?
Yeah, what are those motherfuckers doing?
I think they thought chicken fighting gave eating chicken a bad name.
Oh, so they're the ones who they stopped that shit. Because they're like, we're the only ones who can have animal cruelty in the state of Oklahoma.
No, that's not cruelty. I mean, they like to fight.
that is true.
They don't have to talk them into it. There's no psychological warfare on them chickens.
Yeah.
Eric's been to that shit. He knows. He's seen it.
They're pretty crazy, man.
$10,000 a night gambling. How much did you ever win on chicken fights, Eric?
Well, I've never bet. The only time I've been to the chicken fights is when I used to work on the ambulance. And somebody had a heart attack at the chicken fights that were highly illegal in Oklahoma at the time.
Heart attack.
So we pulled up in the ambulance, and I walked in, and there was this huge fucking arena. And there's this little sand lot, this little square sand lot in the bottom of this stadium seating all around, and it was chicken fights. And the dumpster out back was full of dead chickens.
Oh, shit.
It was crazy.
Wow,
they don't have a retirement home for worn out chickens.
No,
in fact, you know what they do is if they get gouged during the fight, well, you feed them whole grain bread and it plugs up the holes in them for the next fight. But beyond that, it's pretty much curtains.
Wow, you know quite a bit about chicken fighting. Have you ever been in a chicken fighting ring before?
I never have, but that doesn't mean I don't want to. But I've talked to people that have been to it. In fact, one guy, he was from Oklahoma. He lived down by Muskogee, and he helped his brother raise fighting chickens. And you can spot him from the highway. If you see a bunch of 55-gallon drums sitting out with a little hole cut in the bottom, it's a chicken fighting ring.
Yeah, and there's always a rooster tied to a stake outside of one of them barrels.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys don't know what you're missing. I think you ought to see if you get a gig at one of these things.
Yeah, we could play the after party.
Yeah, play the after party, or, you know, you could play...
Play a song in between rounds while they go throw the chickens out in the dumpster in the back and get a new one out.
Oh, remember that Joe Ely did a song, Gallo del Cielo or whatever.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's about chicken fighting. You could you could play it. You could learn that song, play a few chicken fighting covers on Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones.
Or the rooster fight on the Red Rock Farm.
Yeah.
That Fred Eagles.
Yeah, just you could do a whole I bet they'd pay pretty good too. I mean, you know.
That's a hell of an idea.
They have steak dinners and
Chicken fried chicken steak.
It would be too cruel to serve chicken at the thing.
At the chicken fight. Eating chicken fingers.
Lots
at the
of chicken.
Fight.
Yeah. Chicken fingers. Chicken livers. Gizzards.
Chicken fingers at the chicken fight.
The chickens won't fight if you're sitting there eating chicken.
They're smart little fuckers.
They realize it's all over with. But if Starfire dressed up like a big egg and sat on him, that might piss him off. You can put that on your W-2 form or whatever, your income tax form, your occupation, musician / chicken enrager.
Dang.
Well, I got a Billy Hamilton must have fallen asleep. So,
all right, well, we'll talk to you later.
Well, I'll let you guys get back to work there. So,
All right. Good to talk to you, Lee.
Just call a carryout place and get something wrapped in tinfoil and have it sent over.
All right.
See you later. Goodbye.
See you later.
All right. Take care of it.
Well, I got me a rooster, I got me a hen, locked me in a branch pen, fed him some corn, fed him some bran, boiled him up in a boil. There's a rooster fight on Red Rock Farm. Bring your money, bring your gun. If you got any rock, but bring it along. There's a rooster fight on Red Rock Farm. I had me a chicken, I had me a dog. Traded him in for a little red hog. Dog on chain, chicken in his tag. Dog ran away and the chicken came back. There's a rooster fight on the Red Rock Farm. Bring your money and bring your gun. If you got any rock, good, bring it along. There's a rooster fight on the Red Rock Farm.
All right.
Yeah.
So, song of the week, bitches.
What's it going to be this week?
What's it going to be? Well, I don't know if anybody has heard this new Bjork album out there in podcast land. Bjork. She says her name rhymes with jerk. She came out with an album. When did that come out, Dan?
October 2011.
Yeah, so it's not entirely new, but it's the newest thing that Bjork has done.
It'll be new to you, probably.
Yeah, and it was new to us on, you know, till recently, and it's fucking phenomenal. It's a concept album about physics and science and the world. And
it's really pretty crazy. I mean, pretty ambitious. The whole undertaking of it was just completely outside of the box, thinking like inventing new instruments to play, playing Tesla coils.
Yeah, our technical engineer, Nikola Tesla, helped develop some instruments for her, actually, for one song on the album.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's pretty fucking far out.
Yeah, it's pretty far out, and it's called Moon, right?
The song?
Yeah.
That's on Tesla Coils? That's on Thunderbolt. Yeah. And this song that we're going to listen to, I wanted to do Thunderbolt, but I think this song is the song of
this,
the week.
Yeah, this is the jam. This is the jam.
Crystalline. So check it out, bitches.
Turn it up really loud.
Blinded by the light,
listen how they grow.
of the ones we love. Dovetail our generosity. Equalize the flow with our hearts. We chisel quartz to reach love. Crystalline.
That's so fucking badass, man.
Yeah, it is really great.
That's
so cool.
And that record is insanely awesome, man.
The whole thing is just magical, man.
It's
so far beyond anything else anyone's doing, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's in a world of its own.
I think so. Yeah.
Definitely.
And she's pushing like all these boundaries, man, and these like ideas and what people think of as a songwriter or a music or an instrument, you know.
Yeah, and then there's the whole like multimedia aspect of it too.
Right.
That we didn't even get into.
She used touch screens a lot. She wrote the whole thing on a touch screen, and
there's apps for every song that you can play with.
Yeah, every song has an app where you can become basically a musician in the piece, you know. You're kind of arranging the song, and it can be different every time.
That's fucking interesting, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking interesting.
I think saying, if you ever said that Bjork was lazy, that would probably get you a death sentence in some places. I mean.
Yeah, she's a hard worker, man. And she's
putting a lot into it.
Her fucking voice is just so powerful when she hits those like open notes like that. Oh man, it gets you right there.
Touches the heart.
She touched me.
Soul.
The
loins.
I don't think she's going to come to Texas anytime soon.
Charlie has decided to sit in the corner and be a little bitch and not have an opinion on the matter. So
it's okay, Charlie.
We're not gonna bother him. He's over there having a having a fit. But anyway,
yeah. Well, maybe he'll be better by next time.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Sucking his thumb.
All right. Well, so we're back. Thanks for listening to the podcast, folks. We'll see you next time.
That was the sound of my headphones hitting the mic.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.